So here's the problem with Homestuck.
Yeah, that's the first thing we want to hear.
Oh, you
get it. I know, right? The problem with Homestuck is that when it started out, Andrew Hussey was doing a choose-your-own-adventure thing.
Yep.
And it shows. And it took me a good 2 years to get myself to actually read Homestuck, because I go through about the first two-thirds of an act.
Oh, so Max gave me a 20-minute introduction to MS Paint Adventures and Homestuck last time. And I had seen...
Okay, yeah.
You know, some of this before, but it was a good recap and refresher and getting into some stuff I didn't know. But what's so hilarious, though, about the way you talk about Homestuck and the way Max talks, for 20 minutes, we're doing an intro to Homestuck, and nothing about it is telling me why I would actually want to read Homestuck.
Every
time someone talks about Homestuck, it's like an apology.
It's because the reason... We're so used to talking to people about Homestuck on the internet, where these people have already been exposed to it for 4 or 5 years, and they're fed up with hearing about Homestuck because they tried it once and it didn't work out. So we're not used to talking to somebody who has never read Homestuck. We're used to talking to somebody who has tried to read Homestuck and been turned off by the fandom or the first couple kind of lower quality acts. When... If you wait later, he stops doing the choose your own adventure thing. His art gets better. He starts planning. His writing gets better. He just becomes, it becomes a story he's working on.
Yeah.
Not just one of these random MS Paint adventures.
Problem
and
this
the
is
art
pretty
and
good.
The humor and the characters are lovely. And he starts working on this very cool thing involving multiverse theory.
So
essentially.
Do you feel like the first part was more like riffing, trying to find where he was going?
Yeah, it is the TF1 to the rest of Homestuck's TF2.
Oh my God. We are so deep in it. You know what I hate on podcasts is when it's a geek podcast and then people explain stuff. But I am going to say TF means Team Fortress. And I won't say anything more than that. At this moment, it's so hard not to explain. but really, if anybody's listening to this and is stuck through for this...
which is about Cam, me, and you.
Yeah, they're already deeply, deeply geeky.
Yes.
And they probably know more...
Probably deeply confused at this point.
Well, they probably know more about Team Fortress than we do and could give us 12 ways that Team Fortress and Homestuck have parallels.
Yeah, actually.
Isn't there a Cracked article like that? You know, 12 ways that Team Fortress is like Homestuck?
Probably not Cracked. Maybe Nerdist someday.
BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed, yeah. It's BuzzFeed. Well, BuzzFeed is like the worst, like the worst combination between Cracked and Nerdist, though.
Well, they also have more of a string of mainstream through them.
I've always found BuzzFeed to be the aggregate site that just takes everybody else's content and rehashes it.
To some extent, the funny part is that they also they definitely do that. And I don't know whether that's 50% or 80% or what it is, but their original stuff is good.
Yeah, I guess I just don't spend enough time on the site.
So we have.
Oh, I spend days on it, hours and days and years on it. So I know everything about it.
So we have moved from talking about Homestuck to thoroughly analyzing BuzzFeed.
Back to Homestuck.
Well, okay, let's get off of Homestuck for a minute I mean, I'm on Remove Cake from Magic Chest. You know, your arms are in your magic chest, Remove Cake from Magic Chest, and then.
In the drawer.
Here's what I'm going to say about one of the things that gets me about it, though. And it makes me want to write some code, is that I'm on a fast machine, very fast machine, with a very fast internet connection. And
it takes forever to load comparatively.
John, quickly retrieve arms from magic chest. Click. Load, load, load. Okay.
Later you get this thing where you get an image, and then you get a long, they're called pester logs. And they're basically the characters talking. And in that case, you end up with things where it's not quite the same, where you don't have like image click, image click. It gets to be a better pace, but it is definitely something I would love to have the iPad app for Homestuck.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking that I'll either get an extension or write a little bit of code to buffer the next three images or the next three pages, because obviously some of them are Flash and things like that.
Yeah.
And so if I have it already cache or buffer those pages, then I can go read, click, read, click, read, click. And this first part, I really want that to get through it, because I do find myself losing interest when I have to go retrieve arms, magic arms from chest, magic chest arms.
The way I always described it to people was it felt like a really boring video game tutorial. And even if I go back now, it still feels like that, even though I'm in the later parts of Homestuck, and I love it. Like, I absolutely adore it. It still feels like an internet tutorial. I mean, a video game tutorial.
Yeah, yeah. There probably, for people who want to get into it, there probably is a way to do a summary of some of the beginning stuff. I know you guys have told me, no, you just have to get through it.
The problem is that later when Hussey becomes a better writer, he makes both the really good decision and at the same time really difficult decision to pull in a lot of really minor things from the first act or so.
Sure, but what if you just don't know? I mean, yeah. I mean, you've done it before where you've read something where you started in the middle, or you started watching a show in the middle, then you go back later and you realize there were all these cool things that you missed, but it was still okay.
They're pretty big things, unfortunately. I really do think that, unfortunately, getting through that first little bit is really vital to a lot of Homestuck.
Darn.
I'm sorry. I know you want it.
Okay. So now we've spent another X number of minutes on, you know, why the intro of Homestuck is not pleasurable. But it's
just wonderful.
It is still amusing. It is still amusing. But let's back off a moment and go into maybe just spend another, because let's do another 5 minutes a show or something, or 7 minutes a show, and talk about like something else for a second. Sound good?
Okay. What do you want to talk about?
Doctor Who.
I didn't prep anything else because I thought we were talking about
Doctor Who. We're season 7 of Doctor Who.
Woohoo!
And by the way, that's what Max and everything would be fun to do, is kind of center it on Homestuck, but then talk about whatever at the time is also fun and interesting.
Okay, cool. So we can have just kind of do here's the weekly Homestuck update. Like,
yeah.
Okay, cool. I like that. That's good. I was just really confused about what we're doing. So
we try to keep you confused because it keeps things fresh and interesting. That way you never know what's coming next. Whiz, bang, smow!
So I get so much peace of mind from that. I can't even tell you. I just love being kept on my toes.
So season 7, which I'm going to read. I want you guys just to say thumbs up or thumbs down, and maybe two words about each episode. Okay, I'm going to name the episode.
Okay.
And that way, if you don't know, you can just make it up.
Yeah.
Asylum of the Daleks, season 7, episode 1.
You said Daleks, Dad.
I do say Daleks.
Yeah.
What do you say?
I say Daleks.
Yeah, screw you.
I'll say thumbs up, pretty good.
Thumbs up.
Okay. Any other words about it?
Too fast. I felt that way about a lot of the episodes this season. Too fast-paced. Slow down.
All right.
Tell the smaller stories.
Episode 2. Dinosaurs on a spaceship.
Oh my god, Dad. Oh my god.
Thumbs up, if only for total crack. It's just so funny.
Dinosaurs on a spaceship.
Cam's a thumbs up. What's Max? You thumbs up or thumbs down on that one?
Thumbs up. Good things.
I thought that episode was ridiculous and fun. I enjoyed that.
It was a lot of fun. I loved meeting the father in that episode.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to see more with him.
Yeah, definitely.
He's a wonderful character actor. A Town Called Mercy, episode 3. Max?
Thumbs up. Bay. Hi. Low expectations. I'm not sure how to do that in two words, actually. I really liked it, and I liked it a lot more than I thought I would.
I have a middle thumb on that. I like the concept a lot.
You're flipping it the thumb. Your middle. I like middle thumb.
I will what it horizontal
giving
thumb.
It the thick bird.
All right.
It's tough because I have. Sorry, roommate just walked in. Hi, Kat.
Hi.
Absolutely. We're just recording a podcast, so it's good stuff.
Bunch of good stuff.
I have mixed feelings about that episode. That's why I say, you know, middle thumb, horizontal thumb, because I felt like it was a really good concept, but I don't feel like it was the best execution.
Yeah, I think I'm the other way around there.
So you're a thumbs up on that one, though, right, Mac?
Yes, I'm thumbs up.
I am thumbs up on that one, especially comparing it to the Power of Three, Episode 4.
Yeah, that's true.
The Power of Three again? I forgot.
Cam, can you summarize the Power of Three in one line?
The Power of Three...
Worst episode ever. Go ahead.
The Power of Three was an episode about an essentially invading race where the monster of the week was the backdrop, and they tried to make the story the quiet life without the doctor, or the sort of quiet life with the doctor, and didn't manage to do it.
So, like, the one with the cubes?
Yes.
You could have just said cubes, and I would have gotten it.
I know, but it's not called cubes.
Yeah.
They tried to make it a good send-off episode. They tried to start building up to sending off Amy and Rory, and they just didn't achieve the execution.
I think they were planning, they're thinking that boring would help.
Well, yeah. I'd say, hold on just a second. I'd probably just say thumbs down, good concept, lot plot holes.
Yeah, I mean, the concept of having a bunch of... alien invaders who don't look like anything, don't do anything, and then sit around for 75% of the episode. I love that concept.
Mm. Well,
you're putting in a bad light there. I really liked
The Power of Lumps.
Been a two-parter, it could have been done better, but
oh god,
I love the idea of trying to slow it down, and I feel like that's what they were trying to do because they knew they were getting too fast-paced with the episodes. And I think they were trying to give everyone a breather and remind everybody that a lot of time was passing. But it still was too fast-paced. That's something they're consistently doing.
It's too fast-paced for too little story, though, as well, when you've got... And as Max mentioned, the holes... You could drive a solar system through those holes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just painful.
You drive a solar system through those guys' mouths, I swear. Those cube mouths. What were they doing? Eating the cubes to gain their powers?
So speaking of mouths, how about the mouth on the Statue of Liberty in the Angels Take Manhattan, Episode 5?
Ugh.
Ugh, scary. Ugh.
Thumbs down.
Cam?
I want to like it. I do. And there were things about it I liked, but I got to say thumbs down.
Thumbs down, pointless angels.
I don't think they were pointless angels, but it was out of nowhere, and it wasn't the send-off I was hoping for the pawns. Because the pawns were so good.
Yeah.
Though, I agree with the send-off part. Now, what we've gotten now, by now from the pawns, the book Amy's written, I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I think there were things about it that were really cool. I just don't. The thing I keep having is good idea, bad execution.
Well, I would have been very happy, and I'm not the first to say this, and I won't be the last, if Blink had been the one Weeping Angels episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Or if you had them, that they were just whispers in the background somehow, as opposed to seeing them full on, because it's eliminated the scariness for me of them, and it was gone by the time we got to Angels for me. They weren't scary at all for me. And when you have the Statue of Liberty being a weeping angel, that just really doesn't work for me.
I liked him when we had him again with River. What's that episode? God. losing my mind.
Space blowy uppy angels time.
I can't remember the name of that episode.
Yeah.
And I actually really liked that because that one was scary again. But I would have been happy to have the angels fade at that point, definitely.
Yeah.
I find it odd that the Doctor would see the same race, but the race that doesn't have any vendetta specifically against him.
Oh, so we're going to go with logic now, are we?
Fuck Ham! there is no place for them in the Doctor Who universe.
That's actually really accurate.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we've gotten through, which I think the first half was disappointing to me, the first half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And now we go to Bells of St. John.
Still enjoyable. It's Doctor Who, but disappointing.
Oh, you were disappointed with Bells of St. John?
Oh, no, I was talking about the first half.
Oh, the first half. Yeah, no, Bells of St. John, Monsters in the Wi-Fi.
Thumbs up, very fun.
It was fun. I did not like the portrayal of Clara as somebody who gets all of her, like, who gets her special power from someone else, that she is handed all this technological capability. I didn't like that. It feels a little bit like there's a lot of people who accuse Stephen Moffat, and I don't know how accurate this is. A lot of people who can accuse him of a certain amount of bad writing with women. And just his showrunnership is not always portraying women in the best light. And at times I agree with that, at times I don't. And the situation where you have someone who they say, oh, she's smart, oh, she's clever, but we get no evidence of that until they give us something where somebody has literally downloaded this into her brain.
Yeah.
And that's where you get everything clever about her for that moment. Now, later we get to see some really cool stuff with her. That we find out that she is smart in other ways. She is precocious in other ways. But they didn't start off with her well for me there.
That was two words, right?
Look, don't get sassy. Do you agree or not?
I agree.
Okay. I mean, get sassy.
Okay, I'm sassy.
But get sassy about something else.
Get sassy about something
else. Just wait, Max. Just wait until you get proposed. I'm going to be waiting in the wings.
I had to move this chair like 5 whole feet. And it's my birthday. I swear to God, Dad.
You hear that? He called me God Dad. Finally, I'm getting the respect I deserve.
I'm going to eat all of your children.
Well, then you'll end up eating yourself from your toes up. So,
no, my toes will be fine. I'll just eat the rest.
The world eating worm. So, Rings of Akhaten.
Episode 7. That one. Mm.
The stories and the memories and. Wow, put both of you to sleep. I thought it was a decent episode. Think. Again,
it was all right.
Again, it felt like a two-parter squeezed into one episode.
I'm really rather neutral on that. It did feel like it was it did sort of feel like it was introducing just new villains and new concepts. Well, not new. Well, I know. It just
did bizarre.
Feel like it did was introducing new, like just sort of what should I say, characters. Well, they weren't technically characters. I wouldn't consider them characters. They're introducing new things too fast.
Just think of them as Daleks.
They're introducing new Daleks too fast.
Yeah, they just were Daleks in alien form and speaking a non-Dalek language, and then it's easier to assimilate it in your mind. So,
okay.
Cam. So, Cam, thumbs up or thumbs down on that episode? You have to choose one or the other. No more middle thumbs.
The world isn't in black and white, Dad. You got to see the shades of gray.
This is
all 50 of them.
Nice one, Cam.
If you're going to be age inappropriate, please choose something good.
I had to do it because I knew that would be your reaction, and I wanted to see your face.
Yeah, I've got to go wash my mouth out now, so please.
I can go fetch you a bar soap if you'd like.
Exactly.
Okay, so thumbs up or thumbs down?
Grudging thumbs up.
Okay.
Very grudgingly.
Okay, we're gonna jump then to Cold War.
The Cold War.
I thought it was fun. I thought it was a good concept.
Thumbs up for you.
Yeah.
Thumbs up. Not tense.
You mean it wasn't? It was not tense. Not a tense episode.
Yeah, they tried to be tense a whole lot, and they failed every single time for me.
Okay.
Well, I think there were some good things about it. It was easier to just sit back and enjoy it than some of the other episodes. I didn't feel quite as critical.
Yeah.
But I mean, this kind of a. I don't have many feelings about this episode, really.
Go very lukewarm here. Hyde, episode 9.
Thumbs up. Best ever.
Thumbs up. I really like this one.
I did, too. This is one where it felt fast, but it felt like it was all there.
Yeah, it felt like it worked.
Another good one where you feel like you could have a spinoff with the characters in the episode.
Yeah.
Those tend to be the best ones. I'm waiting for the Sally Sparrow series.
Oh, so good.
Yes.
Yes.
It's called fan fiction, Dad.
Well, there's that, yes. I'm still hoping for... Oh, darn it, I'm forgetting the actress's name. She's in Great Gatsby right now. The actress, she was in An Education. She's in Great Gatsby. She was in Drive. Do you know who I'm talking about? The actress who played Sally Sparrow.
Look at you blankly.
The actress who played Sally Sparrow is now a big movie star.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And so she was in an acclaimed, like, kind of indie film called An Education, and then she was in Drive with heartthrob guy and
just for the record,
a couple of others, and now she's in The Great Gatsby with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Nice. Just for the record, you keep looking at me and talking, and that's sort of making a sudden drop in volume.
That's all right with me. I'll do this now, though. Okay, this will work better. Okay.
Smooth, Dad. So smooth.
So Hyde, yeah. So Hyde could have been a spinoff one. Okay, now we have Journey to the Center of the TARDIS. Max, thumbs up or thumbs down?
I'll have to think about that for a second.
I'll let you have thumbs up and thumbs down on different aspects of it if you want. I would say overall, though, what would you say?
Very thumbs up for the concept of it.
Okay, Cam, you jump in then. He's thinking.
This is another one of those ones that I feel tepid on. It's hard for me to feel genuinely negative about Doctor Who, but I just... It didn't grab me.
You're a cup of tea sitting for a half an hour at room temperature watching the show.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I have to sort of agree with that. I'd sort of have to agree with Cam. I just really, really love the idea, overall idea of the episode.
Yeah.
But there's just a lot of things about it just didn't sit well with me. So it was fun to watch it. It just wasn't very engaging to me.
Yeah, I'd agree.
I wanted more from an episode called Journey to the Center of the TARDIS.
Yeah, feels like it should be one of those big reveals. It should feel like
Were there any actual reveals other than the History of the Time War book?
You know, and it doesn't even have to be a reveal because we have Neil Gaiman's episode, The Doctor's Wife.
I'd even like to see the pool.
What?
I'd even like to see the pool, you know, just...
Yes!
The God, pool?
The pool in the library, like, come on.
Oh.
They've made reference to all these different rooms through it, and then we have an episode called Journey to the Center of the TARDIS, and yet we don't get the real excitement.
Yeah.
So I was wanting that.
I'm finding with a lot of these, the title is better than the episode. that the title is the episode I want to see.
Okay, so now you get to say just your thumbs up and thumbs down and nothing more on the Crimson Horror.
Thumbs up.
Did we watch that one?
We have not. It's in the queue.
I'd say thumbs up.
I am looking forward to it. And so then,
anything with Madame Vastra in it gets a thumbs up for me.
Yes. Lady Lizard Sherlock.
Lady Lizard Sherlock.
Yes. So, we're going to call it there. We're going to call in an episode. This weekend we have Mother's Day. And we have a drive-in theater, Iron Man 3.
All right. Mm-hmm.
That should be big fun.
Yay!
And well, Max and I will catch up on the Crimson Horror. And I will read as much of Homestuck as I can get into my head.
You better.
And I'll give you guys an idea of where I am in it so that you can comment on that part. I'll try to get past the ugly first acts. So that we can just move on to something you can say something nice about.
Dad, they're so beautiful with all the blinking.
Once you get to Dave, things get better.
Once you get to Dave.
I'm sorry, Dave. All right, then. Well, let's call it, Max. Quit fiddling with things that make noise.
I'm so sorry, Dad.
Cam, we love you.
I love you.
Love you, Gam.
Love you, Max. Happy birthday.
All right, let's call it. And then this has been
The Deadly Eye.
That's the worst ever. All our levels are going to be awful, but we've done it. We did another cast.
Yay.
All right. Good night. I love you.
Good night. All right, love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh. That was a pretty nice extension of last night's episode.